Praise God. Thank you very much, ladies. Now, what are you going to do next week?
This morning,
we're going to be reading from Exodus chapter 3. If you could find in your Bibles, Exodus, or in the Pew Bibles, Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Where is Exodus? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? Old. Okay, so we start with what? Genesis, and then what comes next?
Exodus.
All right. You see, we want everyone, no matter how familiar you are with the Bible, to be able to open up and be with us in Scripture today. All right, put your finger right there and let us stand, if you would. And raise those Bibles above your head and let's say this Bible pledge together. This is my Bible. I can have what it says I can have.
Today I boldly taught the Word of God.
I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. Exodus chapter 3. Now I'll be reading verses 1 through 12. And I won't say anything, but I'm going to skip to chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. All right? So that way, when you're reading along, you'll understand. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
There the
angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians. And to bring them up out of that land to a good land, broad, good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I
should go to Pharaoh
and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. Then Moses answered, But suppose they do not believe me or listen to me, but say, The Lord did not appear to you. The Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? He set a staff, and he said, God said, throw it on the ground. So Moses threw the staff on the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses drew back from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, Reach out your hand and seize it by the tail. So he reached out his hand and grasped it, and it became a staff in his hand, so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to
God.